In the heart of downtown, people crowd a stretch of Main Street, only accessible by foot and by light rail. On Tuesday and Thursday afternoons in the summertime, this block becomes the downtown country market. It sits amid businesses, government buildings, and a growing number of residences.
So we have kind of a variety, again, as the season progresses, of different fruits and vegetables that are available from our growers that participate with us, you know, on a weekly basis.
Jackie John Mayer markets the market. It's in a prime location for downtown workers, but since produce isn't the only thing sold here, she also presents it as an asset for people who live downtown.
And to be able to provide to a resident a place where they could pick up a bag of apples or some asparagus for dinner, or a hanging basket for their front porch.
With the exception of a sparse supply of apples, oranges, and bananas at a corner store up the street, there aren't any good options for healthy shopping in the neighborhood. Downtown worker Eric Weigel knows there's almost nowhere to go.
I mean, there is a top set on Niagara Street, but other than that, it's, as you know, it's a very limited resource. Farmers Market does fill in that gap.
That top supermarket is a mile away, not a quick trip on a short lunch break. For Weigel and many others, the farmer's market offers a chance to bring something home to the family. Just over 4 miles away on the east side, a true food desert exists. For the last decade, the Erie County Medical Center has run a Friday farmer's market in the heart of a community where residents generally have low income.
In the past, we've had the free summer lunch program for youth. We do a program called Power the Produce, where folks come out and learn about fruits and vegetables. Every week it's something different.
Kelly Shower directs community relations for the hospital and runs the market. It's tucked away in a lot that can be easy to miss on busy Grider Street, so promoting it to the hospital staff and the community is key.
So how do we make fruits and vegetables affordable? How do we make sure that people have the opportunity to learn more? Oftentimes, you know, we find that people are comfortable eating what they eat because they don't know what something else may taste like.
For this community, the access to fresh foods is critical. The neighborhood is filled with corner stores, but no place is offering the kind of produce this market does. The nearest option for residents like Helen Benson is in Aldi's 2 miles away.
Well, I have a vehicle, but it's still far. What about people that don't have a vehicle, you know?
Allison Dehoney's company, Urban Fruits and Veggies, is one of the small selection of vendors at the market.
We have our locally grown Swiss chard and mustard green scarlet frills. We have local asparagus by a farmer in Niagara County. We have locally grown strawberries that were just harvested on Wednesday from a local farmer.
Dehoney, who grows her greens just 2 miles away, partners with other farmers to expand her offerings. In a community not used to having any fruits and vegetables, it's important not to keep the selection limited. Both the downtown markets and ECMCs offer demonstrations of how to use fruits and veggies in more versatile ways, from an unexpected blueberry salsa to smoothies made in a bicycle-powered blender. But ECMC's market has a broader mission. It makes services available, too. Here's Showered.
This week we have an organization here talking about foster parenting and adoption. We have dental out today. You know, we have a wide range of community and provider-based outreach happening.
It's just another way to promote a healthy lifestyle. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.